Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September 29th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, and to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. The supreme law of the land is our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the Constitution is a wonderful document, and it is the blueprint for liberty, no doubt about it. It is and should be the political religion of our nation. But look, you know what? This great country is really designed to point people to Jesus Christ. Let's remember that reality check, shall we, please? It is God, family, and country in that order. You got it? Good, thanks. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Yesterday, we made a clarion call to pray for our brothers and sisters in the path of Hurricane Ian. We're still putting together that clarion call. We still feel the same way. We got to get this done. And, you know, in some places in Florida, it's not too bad, just windy. Other places, it's absolute meltdown time. There's water flooding everywhere, they claim, and houses floating and all kinds of gnarly stuff happening. And you know what? Our prayers are with those folks. But the best thing we can do is pray hard for one another. Best thing we can do is turn to Almighty God. That is the answer, folks. Nobody's talking about that in such direct, clear, concise terms as I am, because it is so critical, so vital. It is. Let me say that again. It is. Let me say it one more time. It is the solution. The solution. The solution. You got it? We got to remember this, folks. So I appreciate those, you know, who want to do all kind of things, you know, get down there and get in the weeds and the dirt and the water and help. And I think that's wonderful. And we got to do that too. But we need to pray first, then get up and go to work. All right, what is mass formation psychosis, you ask? We talked about that in great detail yesterday. First off, psychosis is when people lose some contact with reality, okay? That's psychosis. Mass formation psychosis is when a large part of society focuses on a specific leader and or series of events, and their attention really focuses on one small point or issue, and they ignore the bigger picture. Followers can be hypnotized and led anywhere. Okay, even if there's data proving their narrow point wrong, they don't care. They've lost touch with reality. Things as they really are, the larger point, the bigger picture, whatever you want to say. All right, Obama is doubling down with that. He says racism is fueling the GOP's concern about the border. They just don't want darkies coming in. That's their problem, says Obama. What a divider. Obama and Biden pretend like they're the uniters. Wow, what a divisive statement to make, folks. It isn't about the darker skin that I'm concerned. If white people are coming across the border in droves illegally, I'm concerned about the illegality just the same. And if those white people don't understand that it's about God, family, and country, if they don't understand the supreme law of the land, if they don't understand the checks and balances, due process, all these things that make America great, the Bill of Rights and more, if they don't understand the contract with Americans, in other words, Americans have the authority, the sovereignty, the power, according to the Declaration of Independence, and government derives its just power from the consent of the governed. If that was white people, I'm just as concerned. Why? Because they don't understand what's going to keep us free. Because they don't treasure our American heritage. Because they don't understand and appreciate and have reverence for that we don't turn to government, ladies and gentlemen. We turn to God. Yes, government, a necessary evil. Yes, government like fire, right, can be a wonderful blessing if properly tended, or an absolute burn-the-barn-down disaster if we don't, right? I am appreciative of the CDC to some degree, although I think we ought to shut down the agency entirely. But the reason I'm appreciative is they've acknowledged some truths. Finally, they've come to the table to tell the truth. We told you the truth all along. Finally, the CDC validates what we've been saying from the beginning. The CDC issued a change to its guidance. No longer will force nursing homes and hospitals to mask in certain areas. That's a start. In mid-August, they say new guidelines published by the CDC no longer recommend staying at least 6 feet away from others to reduce exposure. They know the six-foot rule is bogus. They're starting to realize that the masks don't work. CDC stated that it's no longer recommended or recommending unvaccinated people to be quarantined after exposure. Yeah, they don't need to go through the five-day period anymore if they haven't shown symptoms or if they don't test positive. CDC's COVID-19 prevention recommendations also no longer differentiate on a person's vaccination status. Why? Because there's breakthrough infections, number one. So even the vaxxed are getting sick. That's an absolute about-face from what they claimed before, an about-face from Joe Biden telling lies, telling Americans if you get vaxxed, you will not get sick, you will not spread the disease, and you will not die or go to the hospital. And Barack lied on all that. I'm sorry, Joe Biden lied on all that, got caught. And now the CDC telling the truth just like we told you all along, right? So good for the CDC. They realize that not only are there breakthrough infections for those who are vaccinated, but there's a significant amount of immunity provided to those who got COVID, recovered and developed natural God-given immunities. And there's studies out there that even validate that immunity is better than the vaxxed immunity. They haven't admitted that so far, but that is the facts that we've been telling you from the beginning as well. The CDC is still requiring non-citizens, international travelers, to show proof of COVID vaccine before entering the United States. I don't think they ought to do that. They ought to get rid of that. That's bogus. The Canadian government setting its requirements for travelers crossing the border between the U.S. and Canada. They don't need to show proof of vaccination anymore. And the bottom line is it's really good news because Americans could travel in and out of the country now without being forced to be vaxxed as well. Now, beware, because other countries still may require it. But the United States, a little bit loosening of the regulations and guidelines. And I think that's a good news piece validating what we've been telling you all along. Now, Michael Perutka, running for attorney general in the great state of Maryland, doing a phenomenal job. Quote, politicians who enacted strict COVID-19 measures, including lockdowns and vaccine mandates, should be brought to justice. Yeah, that's what the Epoch Times reporting, Michael Perutka saying. Boy, is Michael right on this. Perutka, quote, nothing more could be on the point that all these lockdowns, mandates, orders, edicts, proclamations, declarations, whatever you want to call them, they were all unlawful. None of them were lawful. They were all a violation of the law. And that cannot continue. Those who violated the Constitution need to be brought to justice. If elected to preside over the office of Attorney General for the great state of Maryland, Michael's utmost priority will be to stop lawlessness in government. Mr. Perutka, in addition, he also strongly supports the Second Amendment and vows to protect the right to life. Perutka believes that so-called red flag laws are absolutely unlawful and they don't have due process. He says he will prosecute those who try to enforce them. Wow. FBI changes number of documents seized from Donald Trump's estate. Yeah, a supervisor testified in a document filed before the court saying, yeah, we changed the total number of documents that we seized. So we provided a kind of an inventory list of what we took from Mar-a-Lago on the spot. Well, the inventory list doesn't match what they actually took. 63 additional documents. That's 63 additional documents taken. I guess some of them are photographs as well without classification, markings of classified. And now that really brings up the question. The update, if accurate, means that the government seized over 11,200 non-classified materials from Mar-a-Lago. And if that's the case, you know what? Donald brought up, did they plant evidence? And now the evidence is likely that they did, or you can't trust that they did or didn't. If they leave Mar-a-Lago and they give you a document stating, hey, here's what we took, here's an inventory list, and then they come back and say, no, we were wrong, we took way more than that, we're so sorry, we have to revise our list. How do you know they didn't plant or add to the list, and what's the real list? And you just can't trust your government, folks. They're full of fraud and confusion and misdirection and criminal activity. And shame on the FBI. Shame on the Justice Department. I don't even hear any heads rolling over this, virtually, if you will. I don't hear anybody really rioting about this, saying this is bogus. I've looked through all the news this morning. I don't see anybody really talking about this huge, huge change of events. Donald said, yeah, they might have planted evidence. And the government fired back and said, wow, Donald saying that we, you know, might have planted evidence. He's saying that without evidence. But there's no truth to this. It's just speculation. And now they had to revise the list of inventory they took. Why? Why are they that derelict in their duty on a raid where nobody can watch them? Yeah, they are. By the way, Oath Keepers trial started. Our prayers are with Stuart Rhodes. They say he was charged with sedition, but Stuart and Cruz say no. We were just prepared to follow Donald Trump's orders. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds on your radio.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier. And this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. A quick update with what's going on in the Olympic State of Utah coming up this weekend, I think. No, is it next weekend? Anyway, Kristen Chevrier with us. She's got an update for us. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable. It's been a long time, Kristen.
It has been a really long time. Too long. We need to fix that.
Amen to that. So, we certainly shall. When's the event? Catch us up.
It's the 7th and 8th of October, so it's this coming up weekend. Not this weekend, but the one right after. So October 7th.
All right, so
and
remind
8th,
me next have, middle of the week, we'll highlight it again, okay? And you'll come back for a couple of minutes.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, if you don't mind. What was that?
Oh, I'm just saying, yeah, let me know. We'll have you back on next week for a couple more minutes to highlight it.
Okay, so I'll just tell you really quickly what's going on. We have Del Bigtree from the High Wire. We have Mary Holland from Children's Health Defense. We have Dr. Pierre Corey from the Frontline Critical Care Alliance. And we have Jim Moody from Washington, D.C., civil rights attorney. We have Christina Martinez from New York City, who is an exemption lawyer. She helps people in New York, of all places. And she's being successful in her lawsuits to get them exemptions from the COVID vaccine mandates. And we have six other speakers from Utah. We'll be talking about health begins in the home. We'll be talking about funeral freedom, and just a whole bunch of other health-related topics. So we have a gala Friday night where we have a sit-down dinner and an expert panel. And then all day Saturday, we're going to be hearing from these speakers one after the other. And we've got a whole bunch of vendors, and it's going to be a great time. So yourhealthfreedom.org is where you go to get tickets. And you know what, Sam, I'm going to put a code in for your listeners. I'm going to do a $15 discount. I'll try to get that in this morning as soon as we're finished talking. But if you do SAM15, you can get a $15 discount on the symposium tickets.
Sam, what do you 15. Say, Sam? 1-5,
Sam
15, just the numbers.
1-5.
S-A-M 1-5, people. Okay, check that out. Now, there's some interesting questions you guys are asking ahead of this event that I think is worthy of talking about. Are you being forced or coerced in the vaccination? It's a very open, honest question, ladies and gentlemen. Then the next question is, who pays for vaccine makers' mistakes? Incredible questions. Those questions will be answered at the event. It's not only about vaccinations, but as we know, they're all on our minds, right, ladies and gentlemen? That's important to really understand.
It is a big topic, but we'll also be addressing a whole bunch of other issues, like where do we go from here, and how can you get yourself to be more resilient so that you're not succumbing to illnesses, and how you can save money on funerals and all kinds of things. So it's going to be a really interesting event, and I hope that you guys will take advantage of it. Doesn't happen
right,
every
next
day.
Next Friday night and all day Saturday, right?
That's right.
All right. Now, folks, so, they're also going to be talking about this, COVID testing and vaccine rights, and they're going to be talking about masking data. They're also going to talk about, what do they call these, data cards. In other words, you got to have a vaccine card, or what do you got to have? And you know, even though this is out of the limelight right now, they backed off quite a bit before the elections. It's my prediction that after the elections, they're going to have a reason to ratchet that up again, Kristen.
I think so too. I don't think it's going away. It's not going away, and especially with all the new research in genetic manipulation. It's going to get more intense and more complicated rather than less so. So please come and hear what's happening and what you can do, how you can be involved legislatively, and all kinds of other things.
All right. What kind of dollars are we expecting for this to attend? What does it take?
So for the gala, this is our annual fundraiser. So it might seem a little bit expensive, but we're a 100% volunteer organization. We work all year long on preserving your rights to health freedom. And so this is our annual fundraiser. So for the gala, it's $75. And of course, 31 of that goes to a meal. So we just get the rest. And then for the symposium, it's $65. And if you use the code, then it's $15 off.
All right. Are you, I want people to understand that you guys work on this year round, though. This isn't just when you talk about your health freedom, this isn't just an event per se. Yes, there's an event that you guys have annually, but this is more than an event. It's about really your lifelong commitment and work, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we are working constantly. I seriously put in more than 40-hour weeks. I'm sorry, I'm on the street right now. It's quiet most of the time. I work year round at least 40 hours a week on health freedom. We work on legislation, both writing it and passing it, and also killing bad legislation. We're talking to legislators all year long, And we also have done a lot of demonstrations where we've put, like, for example, signs, banners over the freeways that have factual statements about the vaccines. We've done a big event down at the BYU-Utah game in Provo in 2019 where we had 80 parents come and hold signs with factual statements about vaccination. And then we've done billboards. We do all kinds of things. Our mission is to educate people on health freedom and informed consent. So informed consent means that you get access to all of the data and then you make a decision, and there is no coercion and there's no penalty if you decide not to engage in a certain procedure. And it doesn't have to be vaccines. We want informed consent across the board. And we also want data privacy. And so we're working on all of these issues. And it is a year-round battle. And we've been doing this for 7 years. Our organization has been in existence for 7 years. And we started it because of a big push in the legislature to make the exemptions that kids get for school annual with a fee. So there was a bill in the legislature that would have done that. And we killed that bill. And that was the start of our organization. So we
God
are
bless
fighting
you.
For you.
God bless
all
your
year.
Work. Kristen, we'll have you back next week. Call me. We'll set it up. And we'll get you back on and we'll talk about it more in details. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, you need to go and get involved if you're in Utah or the surrounding states. Is it going to be available online streaming?
It won't be streamed. We don't stream it live because we feel like there is something important about being together as a group. But we do record it. And then we put it on our Rumble channel. So we'll put it on the Rumble channel one presentation at a time over the next several weeks after.
All right. So please come if you can, ladies and gentlemen, if you're anywhere near where you can possibly make that happen. If you're far away and it's just not possible, it will be available. Yourhealthfreedom.org. Two events next weekend, the 7th and 8th of October. Be there. Sam15 for your discount code. Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
You bet. All right, we're going to have her back, ladies and gentlemen. We were going to talk to her, and we've been so busy, it's been hard to connect. And so I already had guests, but I wanted to highlight that, and we'll have her back next week and dig in with a lot more detail on that. Meantime, though, Brian Russ, Kelly Finnegan with us. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you much, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning. There's so much to talk about. There's so little time. But, man, let's just start out with a couple of interesting things. The average rate, Brian Rust, on a 30-year mortgage used to be like 2%. And it was a boom time, and house costs went through the roof. Because remember, if the government basically lends you money and the government makes the interest rates arbitrarily low, it creates this false sense of prosperity. If everybody can get something, the price skyrockets. That's what happened in the home mortgage industry since 2008 when they had the big correction. It's just gone up and up and up, but now they're cranking up interest rates to fight this ever abusive inflation. The government admits it's at 8%+, but we know it's at least double that based on the way they used to gauge it in 1980. But the reality is now they say the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.67%. 15-year mortgage right now is 5.84%, according to bankrate.com. When we get back, we're going to dig straight into this. They say this directly relates to how much house you can buy, and the difference in your mortgage is hundreds of dollars. This will force prices down. We want to talk about that. We'll get the price of constitutional currency in seconds. We'll do the Honest Money Report on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The National Hurricane Center announced early Thursday morning that Hurricane Ian was now a tropical storm. Forecasters noted that the storm was still expected to produce strong winds, heavy rains, and storm surge across parts of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. It was located about 35 miles southwest of Cape Canaveral, with maximum sustained winds at 65 miles an hour. Governor Ron DeSantis.
We have everything we need in terms of supply, but if you go to floridadisasterfund.org or text disaster to 20222, you can provide some much appreciated assistance. And if you want to volunteer, you have official volunteer portal at www.volunteerflorida.org to find volunteer opportunities.
More than 2.5 million homes remain without power in Florida. Seattle, Washington-based Amazon Incorporated announced a pay increase for hourly workers in the United States that it says will take average starting wages for most frontline employees in warehousing and transportation to more than $19 an hour. The company's minimum level of $15 an hour for all hourly workers in the United States remains unchanged. For jobs in Amazon's customer fulfillment and transportation groups, the starting pay will increase to $16 an hour. The National Association of Realtors is reporting pending home sales are down across the United States, dropping 24% in August compared to a year ago. With the recession hitting its highest point in decades and increasing interest rates, pending home sales were down for the third consecutive month in August, with a bleak outlook for the remainder of the year. Thursday night football tonight on Amazon Prime. The undefeated Miami Dolphins travel to Ohio and play the Cincinnati Bengals. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF.
For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com. Kelly Finnegan on your radio. We're talking about an honest money report. We're going to get gold and silver spot prices in just a minute. But, Brian, what do you think, man? Interest rates are going through the roof, and it means hundreds of dollars different in a mortgage for folks. Prices, as a result, are going to tank if this keeps up.
Yeah, they're trying to stop this, uptick in, inflation and so on. But it's, I don't know if I have any of the answers. I mean, it just costs more money now to purchase homes. You're weeding out people as far as who can't even afford homes. Maybe they're buying into a younger generation agenda as far as you don't need to own anything, just rent, then you can travel, you can do all this stuff. And so I don't know what the, it's definitely going to have an effect on people who want to the American dream. But that's where it is, probably going higher. I remember higher interest rates when I was younger, 18% or something.
Kelly, you want to chime in on this?
Well, I remember I had neighbors in an area where I lived that had paid like 14.5% interest to get their house. And I asked them why they did it. And they said, well, because we were afraid they were going to keep going higher. But then they could refinance later. But it just makes it, people look at the bottom line. What's my house payment going to be? And they'll adjust where they're going to buy accordingly. But money has been so cheap for so long, it's skewed the true prices of things. And that's the problem we have. We don't know what the true price of things is because the government buys up stocks or bonds, so the market can't even determine what the true price is of anything.
And to make matters worse, you know, people are freaking out because the interest rates are in the sixes and, you know, possibly breaching seven soon. That's high. I get it. It's expensive to borrow money. No doubt about it. But what things people really need to understand is the average interest rate since like 1970 or whatever, since they've been tracking this stuff, is like 8-point-something percent. So we're still below the average, you know, for the long haul, so to speak, in modern or recent times, the last 50 years kind of a thing. And people don't understand, you know, in the early 80s, late 70s, look at people had to buy at 16% interest and stuff like that. This is nothing. But yet, you know what? People are freaking out, wisely or justly so, because they can't afford it. We've created this engineered, manipulated market to where you get paid a lot of money. I mean, I know a lot of people, husband and wife's both working, making $100,000. But if you have any kids, that ain't any money. You can't even hardly make it that way. So it's just shocking of what we're seeing, Brian.
We are. I mean, it's there's chaos everywhere. So we talk about this point here, and then these other 10 points. I mean, it's you get the jab and all the other things, and then the booster, and get 10 more booster. I mean, everything is shocking, if you ask me.
I'm part of the Boost Be Not Club.
That's right.
I'm part of like the women. I'm just say no.
I like it.
I'm part of the Me Too movement. Just say no. Me too. Hey, no, no, no. Touch my body, right? Not. Thank you. It's my body.
I just drink a little of that honey. I just squeeze the honey down, and that's where I'm at. I'm hoping the honey will take care of it.
There you go. Hey, what's gold looking like this week?
Gold sitting at 1654.60.
5460. Is that down a teeny bit?
That's down. Yeah, another $20. Yeah,
1654.60, ladies and gentlemen, for gold. How about silver?
1881.
So that's down too.
Yeah.
A little bit. All right. Now, I found something interesting. You know how Kirk Crosby loves to track that rhodium?
Yeah.
Well, I saw a story on catalytic converters. Is that what you call those things in your car that are supposed to filter out and, you know, make them less exhaust abusive and all that?
Right.
Well, I guess those things use rhodium in them, don't they?
Yeah.
Ooh, Kurt's getting a little rich bit. Right they now, mostly, buddy.
It mostly is palladium and platinum. But the tip of your ballpoint pen has rhodium in it.
Wow, pretty soon ballpoint pens are going to be going through the roof. Where's rhodium sitting, Brian?
14.9.
Wow, that's down a lot.
Well, it's up higher than it was last week. It's up $400 from last week. But, yeah, it's down from the 20,000 that we had before.
Wow, okay. Anyway, I look at this home cost. I look at this rhodium cost. I look at all these things, and I'm just kind of freaking out a little bit because, look, they claim that this stuff's going to just continue through the end of the year, just rise. The real question is, how much can people really take, Brian?
Well, good question. I mean, the demand basically for metal, I mean, is still very high. I mean, silver right now, we're starting to hit the crunch of delivering in a period of time. You know, instead of, you know, I was trying to keep it in store and so on, but it's harder and harder to do. So now it's the time you want metal. It might take you a month or two to get it. So
what do you think the cause of that is?
Well, I mean, the demand basically to produce and now you purchase and it stems up. Everybody's starting to really kind of take, they're wanting this metal, which drives the demand. And so now, as you add everything into it, industry, they don't care what they pay. Industry, they don't care as far as, you know, your big governments don't care either. They don't buy anything back. So they produce and they're trying to find metal on the open market. So, yes. And some of these outfits are, you know, 6-8 months out, I mean, to get the product, the big wholesalers. So, yeah, that's the next part of the game. Is
I hear Kelly has a massive cache. Kelly, are you going to just start selling and kind of – you're kind of like the metal reserve guy. You know, when everything gets bad, Biden wants to, like, let oil out of the oil reserve to kind of make everything okay. Are you going to do that with your big old stock, let a little bit out so we're all right?
I don't want to hurt everybody all at once. But see, and the deal is, like, if people would take 1,000-ounce bars, I'm sure Brian could get a lot of those right away. You know, it's just the manufacturing going from a 1,000-ounce to a bunch of 1-ounce rounds or 10-ounce bars. That's where the holdup is. But if you want 1,000-ounce bars, they're usually pretty available.
How much is the 1,000-ounce bar, though? You know, you're going to pay like $18,000 for one of those babies or something, don't you?
Yeah, you're probably 19, 19.5, I don't know, somewhere in there, yeah. You strap
that
on your back.
I told you, Kelly's like the big investor guy, man. He just throws down 20 grand and says, hey, man, get me a bar. I buy one of these a week, you know?
I just buy gold.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It doesn't hurt as much when I lift it up.
Well man, you can... I guess if you're buying a car, those bars would be good. But for most transactions, especially if it goes up even further, that's not the problem. Is the usability, Brian?
Well, in those bars, maybe you could build a house with bars. See, maybe the front steps and then the foundation, and you know, you put it into silver bars, and you peel a little off as you need it.
There you go. All right. So I find that interesting, this whole thing about interest rates, folks. I really find it. Now, here's some surveys and some studies that I think you guys might find fascinating. 38% of full-time workers who have a 401k now, they believe they won't even be able to reach their retirement goals. That's according to a Bank of America survey. So 38%. Believe they simply will not even be able to reach their retirement goals, even though they've got a full-time good job and a 401k. That's according to this survey. And they say just 56% of employees surveyed were confident that they would not be able to reach their retirement goals. That's down from 69% who felt confident in February 2022. So, you know, only 38% of those who have a 401k, but 56% of people in general. So you look at that and you go, wow, people have lost confidence already. And half of this fake money system we're in is the confidence game, Kelly.
Well, exactly. And what's going to happen, and the boomer, you know, the boomers, we should be okay. But the younger kids, the government's going to, it needs money. It's hemorrhaging buying all this stuff. So what they're going to do is they're going to go in and say, hey, you've got stock in your 401k. Well, we're going to trade that for U.S. savings bonds. So you still have the same stuff, and then we're just going to take the stocks. But you have the same stuff. And one has potential to go up in value, and the other one, based on it's U.S. debt. So that's what's going to happen. It's going to be like a haircut, but that's what's going to happen to these young kids. They're not going to come ahead with it.
What do you say to that, this, Brian?
Yeah, I think Kelly's right. I mean, you know, it's where it is, and I tell you.
Ladies and gentlemen, fewer than one in three believe they will be able to meet their spending needs in retirement. Employees' financial optimism has plummeted to a five-year low with just 44%. Saying they felt, quote, financially well. 71% of respondents reporting that the cost of living was outpacing their salary.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
All right, we'd like to thank Brand Rust of RustQuentinGift.com. He had to take off for some business, but we thank him for all that he does. RustQuentinGift.com, not only does he support this broadcast, but he also is an honest coin dealer. If you want to get constitutional currency, if you want to get coins, Brian Rust is your man. Buy or sell, he's got the middle just for you. RustQuentinGift.com. Kelly Finnegan with us, and we're talking about this economic, I don't know what you want to say, turmoil. Interest rates are up. Stock market's down. 38% of full-time workers with a 401k say, man, it ain't looking good for me. And 56%, even that means if they don't even have a 401k, just everybody going, man, this retirement thing ain't looking good. Fewer than one in three believe they'll be able to meet their spending in retirement days. Employees' financial optimism has dropped big time over the last 5 years because, hey, you know what? Listen, 71% of respondents reporting said that the cost of living was outpacing salary or wages. Real hourly wages have dropped 2.8%. Year over year in August. So you know what? Your wages are stagnating and inflation's raging. There you have it. What do you want to say to that, Kelly?
Well, I think it's interesting the way they change the name of things. Like people that have 30-year mortgages are known as homeowners. Like, no, you're not a homeowner. Sorry. You're buying a home, but you're I don't know a lot of people that own homes. But I just had a coworker buying the house and so excited. Oh, this time next week, I'll be a homeowner. And I'm like, no, you won't. But
yeah, because you may never be able to pay it off. And just to make ends meet due to the abusive manipulation and inflation and everything else we have, you probably have to refinance 46 times and you may never even own that, dude, folks.
Well,
that's kind of the reality, right?
On it, if you stop paying taxes on it, let's see how long they'll let you live in your house.
There you go. Sad but reality, ladies and gentlemen. Now listen to this. Do you know who your money advisor is? Have you ever heard of those guys? It's a website and a group called Your Money Advisor. Now listen to this headline. Your Money Advisor, quote, inflation may just save you at tax time, writes Ann Cairns. Inflation may just save you at tax time, Kelly. And they say the reason for this, listen, the federal government annually adjusts many elements of its complex tax code, including the standard deduction, and the tax brackets get adjusted to reflect inflation and avoid stealth tax increases. Do you want to respond to that, Kelly?
Well, yeah, and if my employer cuts my tax or my income by 10%, I can save taxes too.
Yeah, if you don't have any money, you don't have to pay any taxes. It's the best news of all, Kelly.
Yeah, it's just a way to skew things to try to make it look good. They, you know, it's Joseph Goebbels would be, you know, proud of these guys.
Anyway, I just find this fascinating where we sit. What do you think is going to happen? Are they going to drive this through the roof? Is it going to be a period of literal turning us all into poverty on the land our founding fathers fought for? Or is this a temporary dip and we're going to see brighter days? How long do you think this is going to be? I know that's a whole lot of guesswork, but what are your thoughts on this, Kelly? Oftentimes we're told that this is going to be a meltdown, and then, you know, it rebounds, and it's like, oh, just kidding, it wasn't so bad. Or even 2008, they say it was the greatest recession, not a depression, but it was, you know, but still, it wasn't that bad for many. A lot of people lost wealth, and a lot of things happened, but nobody completely melted down because there's so much government support and, you know, social welfare and everything else out there now that we really didn't feel it. Do you think this is going to be, we're going to feel it this time really bad, or do you think this is going to be kind of a dip in the fiat money game?
Well, you can just see that everybody's getting used to the way things are now. You know, oh, and you know, since Obama, they're just trying to make us like everybody else. You know, that America isn't exceptional in any way. So it's just trying to bring us down and make everybody kind of hang their head down and just kind of muddle through. And this is what you accept. And it's going to take this long to get things. And so I think our standard of living is going to go down. It's going to go down in a lot of other countries much worse. I mean, if you were in the Middle East, you might not even get to eat, you know, but you can see they're doing this in Holland, who are the best farmers in the world, and not letting them do what they do best. In Canada, China's having big time problems that we don't hear about here, but they're way, probably the worst country in the world as far as with droughts and floods and just everything going on, their political turmoil and the lockdowns with the vaccine mandate that they have, and you have to be tested every 3 days, and they can make your phone turn red, and if you leave the house without your phone, then they lock you up for 5 days, and it's just a nightmare, and people just get used to it.
All right. I don't know where we're going to go from here with all this, though. It's really, really hard. You know, what I find people do oftentimes, when they preach doom and gloom, what they usually do is they provide a time. And I believe that's the worst thing you can do, because we know that the fiat system will not last. No country has lasted with a fiat fake money system. We also know that when you jettison constitutional currency, look, you're in trouble. Okay, so we know that it's abusive and wrong, and even the prosperity we've experienced since World War II has all been really false prosperity, pretend money, pretend prosperity. The problem is when you call a halt to the con game and say it's going to happen here or there, their ability to manipulate is astounding. They won't be able to do it forever. There's no question about that. But so far, they've been really, really, really good at whenever someone gives a time frame, they get made an idiot out of. They look foolish. Because the fact is it's going to happen, but the timing is very difficult. This is an important point that I think most people miss, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. You can drag this out. They can drag it out for, you know, decades. But there is going to come a point where it ends. And the U.S. dollar is the only reserve currency the world's ever had. There have been dominant currencies, but this is the first time where everybody's been forced to use it. And the Nixon cut it tied to gold, so it just became a floating balloon at that time, and everybody was hooked to that balloon. And so, yeah, it's just to the moon. And, you know, and like Alan Greenspan said, he says, I can make any Social Security payment you want me to. I just can't guarantee what those dollars will be worth. So that tells you right there that we could have hyperinflation.
All right, there you have it. I don't know what people should do. I mean, I know getting gold and silver is important. That'll act as a hedge, but that won't necessarily get you rich. I don't know with the paper plays, unless people take possession of the metals, that we'll be able to really call a halt to the con game. Metals won't fluctuate where they really ought to because of the metal games with paper play they're doing, etc. So I would buy gold and silver as a hedge against inflation and a stability factor if times should get tough or if they move us to a cashless society. That's the kind of the biggest fear right now on the table. They're really pushing for this government digital currency plan. You know, they don't want to be left out of the crypto game over there at the Federal Reserve. They want to take center stage for that. That's probably even a bigger fear than anything else we've talked about, Kelly.
Yeah, it's spooky. I remember in Wisconsin, I had a neighbor. He went all in on the GM stock when the government took it over, hoping that the same thing that happened to Chrysler would happen. And he's like, if they do it, I'll be a multimillionaire. But instead, General Motors stock, you know, the company ended. So all that stock that he bought was worthless. One of the strongest stocks ever of all time went to zero. The General Motors stock of today is not the General Motors stock of the 50s or 60s. So, yeah, but it sounds, they can keep the game going. That's the thing with it. And like precious metals, I don't look at it as getting rich, but I look at it as not losing. And that's what it is. And these 401ks that people have, look how much they've lost in the stock market. And if a company goes under, then that stock goes to zero.
All right, Kelly, I wonder this also when we think about the economy. I had a friend who lived in Mexico. And I remember when it was the 2008 recession kind of thing, and it was really bad for us. And I think it hit a lot of Mexico hard, too, because they do so much trade with the United States, et cetera. And I said, hey, how hard is this thing hitting you guys down there? And the response was, you know what? We're so poor, we didn't even notice. And I think about a statement like that, and my question is, do you think more and more Americans are going to be so close to poverty in this, so poor that, hey, a lot of it won't affect them? Look, if you don't have a lot in the stock market, so that going way up, way down doesn't matter. You barely can make groceries now anyway, and you can barely, have the necessities. Most of the way they calculate the economy now takes out groceries and housing or whatever you want to say, some of the most critical elements that it takes to survive. To where I don't even know how much this will affect the average person that is forced to live very frugally already anyway. What do you think?
You just have to learn to live differently. In the 80s in Argentina, they just one day told everybody to cross off 3 zeros on their currency, and Venezuela just told them to take 9 zeros off. So, a month's wages, you can buy enough to get a soda, So it's... people just find a way, there'll be a barter system. So that's why it's really important to have skills. I'd much rather have a plumber than a psychiatrist, personally.
All right. Our next guest, interestingly enough, is going to be Patrick Byrne, Kelly. And Patrick Byrne was the president or the CEO of Overstock for a long time. Mm-hmm. And he battled in a huge campaign against what they called naked shorting by analysts. There's been a plan, says Burns, since they want to destroy Overstock's stock. They want to drive it down. They even had a plan when the company was then, anyway, he goes on. But bottom line is he's saying, look, they're playing games with the stock market. That's the real problem here. Boy, we're seeing this now, right?
Yeah, they're betting that companies will fail. How good can that be for building up the economy when people are gambling that something's going to go under or have hard times? That's not looking forward. That's just greed.
So the headline that was attributed to Patrick Byrne on this is this: naked short selling is literally stealing money from the widows, retirees, and other small business investors. Very interesting, huh? Because I think that's where we're sitting today.
Yeah, it's exactly where we're at. A year from now, we're not even going to recognize what it was a year ago. Because look where we are now and think about where we were a year ago. Completely different, Nothing you'd even expect.
All right, there's a lot going on in the news, folks. I can promise you that. And Kelly, we sure appreciate you and all that you do. We'll keep it up every week and see what's going on in the markets as we watch them unfold, ladies and gentlemen. The wise counselors on this: encourage constitutional currency and avoid too much speculation about what's going to happen and the timing thereof. That's why what we have to say is a whole lot more important than those who just spew at the mouth and pretend they know. Because nobody knows the future. Kelly, thank you, sir.
Thank you. It was good to be here.
All right. The Honest Money Report continues, ladies and gentlemen. RustCoinAndGift.com is the place to go. I am Sam Bushman. That was Kelly Finnegan and Brian Rust. Not to mention our guest, Christine Chevrier, that was with us, or Kristen Chevrier. God bless all of them, and God bless you.